Just one halakha to review, halakha that we came out today from the Gemara on Shabbat, Daf Nun Aleph, regarding crushing ice or snow on Shabbat. It's clear from the Gemara and from Maran in Siman Shin Chaf, halakha Tet, Maran writes, Hashelig v'barad en merasekin otam. You're not allowed to crush the ice or the barad, which is the hail. The hainu v'shabberam nahatichot takot, which means to crush them into small pieces. Kedeshi yazuvu memav, in order that they liquefy, in order to turn them into water. The reason for Maran over here is because it's a issue of sechita. It's an issue of squeezing, just like it's forbidden to squeeze grapes on Shabbat in order to get the liquid out of it, the juice. So to the Achamim made a gezerah that they do not want you to crush ice to get the water out of it. That's why Maran wrote this halakha in Siman Shin Chaf, which is the siman that discusses the law of sechitat perot, of squeezing fruit. And therefore that's his reason for ice as well. However, he says, אבל נותנו לתוך כוס של יין או מים, והוא נימוח מאליו. But he says, you're allowed to put ice in a cup of wine or a cup of water in order to cool it off, even though it's melting. He says, over there, the hachamim were not gozer, because immediately when you put it in the water or the wine, it melts. It's not evident. You can't see it. It just melts and combines with the liquid that's in the cup. So hachamim were not gozer in such a case, and it's happening by itself. It's not like you're doing something actively. It's happening passively. You're just dropping the ice in, and it melts by itself. There's a great machloket amongst the rishonim, if it's permissible while it's in the cup to actually crush it. For example, a person wants to take a spoon and he wants to, you know, crush the ice when it's in the water already in order to get it to melt quickly. There's a Tosefta out there that has a text that says it's permissible. And that's really the opinion of the Rambam, that he says it's also permissible to crush it once already it's in the cup with the liquid. However, that's not the opinion of the Rosh, that's not the opinion of the Rif, and it seems that that is not the opinion of Maran as well, because Maran just says you could drop it in the cup, vihuni moach me'elav, and it melts by itself, which implies that you're not allowed to actually crush it even though it is in the cup. And that's the way the Ben Ish Chai comes out, that's the way Hakam of Adya comes out. So the Ma'aseh, it would be a problem to, for example, take a stirrer and mix the ice in the cup with the water in order to get it to melt quickly. However, the Kaf HaChaim in Siman Shin Chaf, and Hakam of Adya as well in his Sefer called Sinai, both come out that it would be permissible to shake the cup. For example, a person wants to tilt the cup back and forth in order that the ice melts a little quicker. So that already is not considered so much biyadayim, where you're actually going after the ice itself to crush it. You're just shaking the glass back and forth. That would be permissible. Our last question is it permissible to walk on snow on Shabbat based on what we're saying? Chaura, when you're walking on the snow, you're also crushing it, and you're turning it into water. There you go, issue of sechita. Especially in our weather today, where all the streets are filled with ice and snow, so there's no way you can walk on the sidewalks even, where you're not going to have this issue. So what's the question? Is a person allowed to walk now on Shabbat in the streets, in the sidewalk? According to the halakha, Chamoja writes this in Halichot Olam, mutar, even though it's inevitable that you're going to crush the ice and that you're going to create water. However, he says that since the whole isur over here is midrabanan, it's a gezerah, and you're not mitkaven, which means you're not interested for this to happen, you're not interested in the water as well, and therefore it's the rule of a pesik reshem midrabbanan deloni hale, as we've discussed many times in daily halakha, and therefore it would be mutar to walk in the snow and the ice on Shabbat, even though one is coming to crush the ice and turn it into snow. So again, just to review the halakhot, while it is forbidden to crush ice on itself for its water, it is permissible to put it into a cup of liquid. However, it would be forbidden to crush it when it's in the liquid, and it would be permissible, as we end it off, by walking on the ice, even though it is coming to liquid.